When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 5. Hola otra vez y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Marina. Hola a todos.
¿Cómo estás, Marina?
Muy bien, estoy fenomenal. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien, también. Muchas gracias. We hope that you are all very well too. We are traveling today to Lake Titicaca in Peru. It's actually a lake that spans the border between Peru and Bolivia. And we're following the adventures of our three friends, Ainhoa, Luisa and Esteban, as they travel around this area. Now, last time they were in Machu Picchu and we learned some interesting expressions as we read Ainhoa's diary. And we'll be doing the same again today. As usual, we will listen to the diary entry that Ainhoa has written and then we'll talk about the language contained. Entonces, Marina, ¿vamos a empezar?
Sí, vamos a empezar.
Hace 3 días salimos de Cuzco y nuestra siguiente parada era el lago Titicaca, así que decidimos hospedarnos en Puno. Estábamos a algo más de 3.800 metros sobre el nivel del mar, pero ninguno pareció sufrir mal de altura. Yo tenía especialmente ganas de ver las islas flotantes del lago. Son islas artificiales hechas con totora. Me encantó la experiencia, sobre todo porque pudimos bailar y nos hablaron de las costumbres de las islas. ¡Fue genial! Y comimos mejor. Tomamos trucha al horno, tortilla de patatas con verdura y guiso de chuño. Al principio nos asustamos porque no sabíamos qué era el chuño, pero es un tipo de patata y estaba para chuparse los dedos. En la isla de Taquile tuvimos que subir unos 560 peldaños para llegar al pueblo. Desde lo alto nos hicimos una foto con el lago de fondo. Luisa insistió bastante en hacernos una foto a Esteban y a mí. Y no me sorprendió cuando me pasó el brazo por los hombros. En Puno visitamos la feria artesanal y compramos algunas manualidades. También vimos la catedral y subimos al mirador El Cóndor. ¡Qué aventura!
Excelente. Another very interesting day of travel and experiences for our three friends. Marina, shall we go back through the text and talk about what's there?
Yes, let's start reading. Hace 3 días salimos de Cuzco y nuestra siguiente parada era el lago Titicaca. Así que decidimos hospedarnos en Puno.
Okay, so hace 3 días, 3 days ago, salimos de Cuzco. We left Cuzco. We came out of Cuzco. So our friends came down from Machu Picchu, returned to Cuzco, and then we're joining them 3 days later for their next parada. La siguiente parada, the next stop. So Ainhoa says, nuestra siguiente parada era el lago Titicaca. So it was Lake Titicaca. Así que, decidimos hospedarnos en Puno. So we decided to stay. Hospedarnos is a, or hospedarse is a reflexive verb, meaning to lodge or to stay in a particular place. So Puno is a town on the shores of Lago Titicaca. Marina, ¿nos sabes decir algo sobre Lago Titicaca?
Pues sí, un dato muy interesante es que se trata de el lago navegable más alto del mundo o que está más elevado.
Ok, so el lago Titicaca es un lago navegable. It's a navigable lake y es el más alto del mundo. And it's the highest one in the world. We're going to find out exactly how high it is in the next sentence.
Estábamos a algo más de 3.800 metros sobre el nivel del mar, pero ninguno pareció sufrir mal de altura.
Ok, estábamos a algo más de 3.800 metros sobre el nivel del mar. So we were a little more than 3,800 meters above sea level. However, one thing we've got to be careful of here is this a. Estamos a algo más de 3,800 metros. Because in English we just say we were 3,800 meters above sea level. But in Spanish, when you're using any kind of distance like that, be it up the way or along the way, you need to say a. For example, Marina, how would we say the market is 2 kilometers from my house?
El mercado está a 2 kilómetros de mi casa.
So there we've got está a 2 kilómetros. How would we say the office is 10 minutes from home?
La oficina está a 10 minutos de casa.
So each time we need an a in there, that's important. Okay, so they were 3,800 meters above sea level, pero ninguno pareció sufrir mal de altura. But no one, none of us, seemed to suffer from altitude sickness.
Yo tenía especialmente ganas de ver las islas flotantes del lago.
Okay, so I had particular desire to see. I was really looking forward to seeing las islas flotantes del lago, the floating islands of the lake.
Son islas artificiales hechas con totora.
Right, now this is a new word for me, totora. It's not something that I'm particularly familiar with. So these are the floating islands, and they are artificial islands made with totora.
Mm-hmm. Tampoco yo conocía esta palabra porque es una planta acuática que crece en la superficie de este lago, del lago Titicaca. Entonces, solo allí conocen esta palabra.
Okay, so this is totora. It's, I think we could translate it into English as bulrush or cattail, but I am not very well up in these things. So if you know more than this about this, then please let us know. But when you look up the information about Lake Titicaca, the details will talk about dried totora reeds. So it's reeds that are used to make these artificial islands, totora. Bulrush or cattail, apparently.
Me encantó la experiencia, sobre todo porque pudimos bailar y nos hablaron de las costumbres de las islas. Fue genial y comimos mejor.
Okay, I like this. We'll come back to that last bit in a moment, but me encantó la experiencia. I loved the experience. It enchanted me, literally. Sobre todo porque pudimos bailar. Above all, because we were able to dance, pudimos bailar. Now, that's poder in the preterite. So it wasn't an ongoing thing every time they went there, they were able to dance. It was on that occasion, they went there and they got the opportunity to dance. Y nos hablaron de las costumbres de las islas. And they spoke to us, the people there, about the customs of the islands. Fue genial, it was fantastic, y comimos mejor, and we ate even better.
Tomamos trucha al horno, tortilla de patatas con verdura y guiso de chuño.
Right, so we've got some more food here. I was missing the food last time. We didn't have much food in Machu Picchu. But here we've got some interesting things. We've got trucha, which is trout, al horno, which is trout baked in the oven. We also have tortilla de patatas con verduras. So there we have tortilla, presumably similar to the tortilla we're used to eating in Spain. But this one is con verdura, with vegetables. Y guiso de chuño. So this is some kind of casserole or a stew made of chuño. Now, let's not explain chuño yet, because in fact Ainhoa goes on to explain a little bit about what chuño is.
Al principio nos asustamos porque no sabíamos qué era el chuño, pero es un tipo de patata y estaba para chuparse los dedos.
Okay, a fantastic expression here. Al principio, at the beginning, nos asustamos. We were scared, we got a fright, asustarse, porque no sabíamos qué era el chuño, because we didn't know what chuño was. Pero es un tipo de patata, it's a type of potato, y estaba para chuparse los dedos. And literally, it was for to suck your fingers, so to lick your fingers. It was finger licking good, basically. It was absolutely delicious. So chuño, Marina, what did you find out about chuño?
Chuño es una patata deshidratada.
Okay, so it's, I think we call this in English freeze-dried potato.
Mm-hmm. Y bueno, y la expresión a mí me encanta, para chuparse los dedos. Es muy, muy literal, es como muy expresiva.
Yep, very expressive expression there, para chuparse los dedos. You would never personalize that. If you're talking about, I wanted to lick my fingers, you would never say, y estaba para chuparme los dedos, would you?
No, porque es como la cosa, the thing that you're eating, the food, está para chuparse los dedos.
Yeah, so it's that we're talking about something in general. Muy bien. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment to continue the remainder of this text. But all this food talk has made me want to have a little break and maybe get something to eat myself. Hasta dentro de un rato. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. We are in Lago Titicaca today and we are following our adventures of our friends. So let's continue on with our text.
En la isla de Taquile tuvimos que subir unos 560 peldaños para llegar al pueblo.
Okay, so peldaño may be a new word here. And peldaño can mean, well, it can mean either a stair or a step of a stairway, or it can also mean the rung of a ladder. Pero en español decimos la misma cosa para las dos cosas, ¿no? Una escalera.
En español tenemos escalera para ladder y escalera para staircase o stairs. Siempre igual, escalera y escalera. Y the stair, like the step you take, is called peldaño or escalón. En este caso podríamos decir escalones en lugar de peldaños.
Muy bien. So each step would be un escalón or un peldaño. And interestingly, that would be the same word for the rung of a ladder. So un peldaño can still be used as the rung of a ladder, as can escalón, because there's no difference between a ladder and a staircase in Spanish. So, en la isla de Taquile, tuvimos que subir unos 560 peldaños para llegar al pueblo. So, in the island of Taquile, we had to go up some 560 steps in order to reach the village.
Desde lo alto, nos hicimos una foto con el lago de fondo.
So, desde lo alto, from up there, from the height, nos hicimos una foto, we took a photo of ourselves, con el lago de fondo, with the lake in the background, de fondo in the background.
Luisa insistió bastante en hacernos una foto a Esteban y a mí juntos. Y no me sorprendió cuando me pasó el brazo por los hombros.
Right, so we've got Luisa is insisting, well, she insisted quite a bit en hacernos una foto a Esteban y a mí. On taking a photo of Esteban and me. So I think she's doing a little bit of matchmaking here. Y no me sorprendió cuando me pasó el brazo por los hombros. Let's think carefully about this. No me sorprendió. It didn't surprise me cuando me pasó el brazo por los hombros. So obviously here we're talking about Esteban, not Luisa. So again, we're taking it from the context there. We could have said, y no me sorprendió cuando Esteban me pasó el brazo por los hombros, to give a little more information there. But we still understand it from the context. So I know I wasn't surprised when Esteban literally passed the arm over her shoulders. He put his arm around her for the photo.
En Puno visitamos la feria artesanal y compramos algunas manualidades.
Okay, so en Puno visitamos, we visited, la feria artesanal. That's like a craft fair, a craft market kind of thing. Y compramos algunas manualidades, so manualities, basically things made with your hands, handicrafts or crafts. So they bought some craft things.
También vimos la catedral y subimos al mirador El Cóndor. ¡Qué aventura!
So we also saw the cathedral, también vimos la catedral, y subimos al mirador El Cóndor. And we went up to the El Cóndor viewpoint. ¡Qué aventura! What an adventure. Muy bien. Okay, as ever, because we're talking in the past, we've seen lots of preterite tenses. And this is the tense that we use for events that are happening in the past, narrative events in the past. So as we listen again, what I'd like you to do is listen out for these preterite tenses, as well as the things that we've spoken about. So let's take another listen to this text.
Hace 3 días salimos de Cuzco y nuestra siguiente parada era el lago Titicaca, así que decidimos hospedarnos en Puno. Estábamos a algo más de 3.800 metros sobre el nivel del mar, pero ninguno pareció sufrir mal de altura. Yo tenía especialmente ganas de ver las islas flotantes del lago. Son islas artificiales hechas con totora. Me encantó la experiencia, sobre todo porque pudimos bailar y nos hablaron de las costumbres de las islas. Fue genial. Y comimos mejor. Tomamos trucha al horno, tortilla de patatas con verdura y guiso de chuño. Al principio nos asustamos porque no sabíamos qué era el chuño, pero es un tipo de patata y estaba para chuparse los dedos. En la isla de Taquile tuvimos que subir unos 560 peldaños para llegar al pueblo. Desde lo alto nos hicimos una foto con el lago de fondo. Luisa insistió bastante en hacernos una foto a Esteban y a mí. Y no me sorprendió cuando me pasó el brazo por los hombros. En Puno visitamos la feria artesanal y compramos algunas manualidades. También vimos la catedral y subimos al mirador El Cóndor. ¡Qué aventura!
Just before we finish, I wanted to ask you a question. Do you know anything about El Mirador El Cóndor?
Well, I've never been to Puno, unfortunately, so I don't really know very much, but I'm sure you've got something to share.
Yeah, I've been watching some pictures of the place, and it's amazing because it has like a huge monument of a cóndor. It's like 11 meters big.
Wow.
Entonces, un cóndor enorme de 11 metros justo encima del mirador.
Muy interesante, pues, perfecto. Again, if you've been there, let us know. We'd love to hear your stories of your visits to these interesting places. Of course, this is just part of the story. We will also be making available all of our lesson notes for each of the lessons, and these include the text themselves, further explanations, and also more examples of the vocabulary used. And we've also got the video version of each lesson, which will let you practice your pronunciation as you read along with Ainhoa. And you can find all of that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
As usual, would like to remind you that you can follow the adventures of Ainhoa, Luisa and Esteban on our Instagram account, where we are posting photos of each of the locations they visit. Just search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Pues muy bien, estaremos de vuelta la semana que viene con otro episodio. Y en el episodio número 6 van a La Paz. Entonces, un cambio de país, van a Bolivia.
Sí, ahora vamos a cruzar una frontera y conocer un país nuevo.
Perfecto, pues entonces hasta muy pronto.
Hasta pronto.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.